Westlawn Field Village Council meeting to order, please stand for the pledge and the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all previously been provided with the copy of the minutes for September 24, 2018. Unless there are any corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Okay, under correspondence, I don't have a bad stack, but I've got a stack. Got notice of the Ohio Water Law and Regulation Seminar on November 2nd, which would be beneficial, but it comes at a price tag, and I don't think there's any money available to do it. Maybe out of the water fund, I'll give it to the village administrator to take a look at. Received a letter from Bricker and Eckler Attorneys at Law regarding a seminar that they have. It's called the Top Gun Construction Claims Seminar. It is on October 11th, and it comes at a nice price tag as well. So I'll pass that along to the village administrator as well. Received a letter, basically thank you email, Wallace a letter from Junior Achievement thanking us for our participation in Junior Achievement last year. It's usually in February when we do that. I have done that. I've invited members of the staff here, council members invited. I've taken staff from my office to volunteer for half a day for Junior Achievement. And this is thanking us and saying, next year is coming up, they're looking for new volunteers. So, Heather, Amy, you're invited, six members of council. If you want to take a half a day off in February and go over to the elementary school and participate, any of you guys in the back who want to do that, all you have to do is let me know. I've done it for 3 or 4 years. You're working with elementary school kids, teach them about government for a day. It's a lot of fun. It's interesting. It can be a real eye-opener, too. But I encourage you, if you're interested in doing it, do it. Just let me know if it's something that you're interested in. And then last week, on the 2nd of October, I met with Bob Snavely with Palmer Energy. And we signed the final agreements for aggregation. The rate shifted ever so slightly between council meeting when we actually got the contract. The contracted rate will be 0.05060. And when we talked, it was 0.5030. But in reality, it's a very small swing. It's almost microscopic in that respect. The agreement has been signed, and the process will start now and moving forward to get with everybody to address that. I don't see any citizens for citizen comments. We'll start with department reports. Fire.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry, your reports are a little bit late. It's been a couple of weeks. Month of September 2018, we had seven calls. really quiet. One building fire, one brush fire, one medical assist, one search for person in water, and two service calls, and one good intent call that we were dispatching camping around. Two calls in the village, three in Lockhead Township, and two in Oxford Township. 54 firefighters responded for a cost of $840 last month. Emergency calls, we spent 133.57 hours. And volunteer hours on vehicle maintenance and training was 48.72. Fire loss in September was 15,000. Year to date, we're at 91,720. Last year to date, was 14,000. Call volume year to date, we're 124 calls. Last year at this time was 121. We also received a grant within the last couple weeks from the Aladdin Shriners Hospital for Children's Association. That grant was for $8,415. It's for hands-free thermal image mask mounts from Scott. We're going to be getting 9 of those. Those will be issued out to our first-in firefighters. Instead of carrying a thermal image camera in hand, it'll be mounted in your mask and free up your hands for other things. Again, mayor, a copy of the Scott brochure as well as the Aladdin letter. So if anybody wants to see that, I'm sure he can make you a copy of it.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody gets it. That's a nice addition. I think be a great addition to the department. And when you're doing search and rescue, you need every tool that you can get your hands on. So job well done. So thank you.
Damon, does the fire department want a meeting this month or not?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes. Contract.
Fiscal officer.
Presented the August and September month end reports at the finance meeting this evening. The bills have already been passed around. I'm working on getting quotes for health insurance. They said about mid-October that the new numbers would be out. So I'm working on 3 different companies at getting quotes just to kind of do a price comparison and see if there are any changes we might want to make. Then the only other thing, I just have a safety council meeting next week that I'll be attending.
Okay, the only thing I'll mention, and I mentioned this to the finance committee, in looking at the finance reports for the end of September, there are a significant number of line items that budget, we have spent 80%, upwards to 90 percentiles of some of those line items. So it's very important that we tighten our budget. We've got to look at where we can move money around in, but this is not unusual. We get to the end of the year and money is getting tight. So the word's out is pinch your pennies. And we have to be very careful because we just can't run to the bank and get extra money. When it's gone, and we have to make other adjustments. So just keep that in mind. Okay, police.
In the month of September, we had 1 accident report, 180 calls and complaints, 11 criminal arrests, 4 domestic complaints, 2 felony cases, 151 follow-ups, 17 traffic arrests, 51 traffic stops, 48 warnings, 2,251 miles driven, and 264.37 gallons of fuel reused.
Thank you. One thing I'll mention, I have already mentioned it to the village administrator, if you can pass on to the chief, I got a trash complaint for 109 West Russell. I went over and took photographs. I will be forwarding that to both the chief and the village administrator later tonight. Solicitor is not here tonight. He'll be here next week. He was here earlier to sign some documents, but he will be back at our next council meeting. I did approach him. I am very concerned about the Christine Jones property of the 400 block of East 4th Street. We have cited them somewhere between 11 and 15 times, something like that. They get fined the maximum, and nothing is being done. I have asked him, the garage is in a total shambles. I don't know how many have seen it. I know Heather's seen it. I know Bo's familiar with it. But it is a disaster. You can stand on one side of the building and look through the roof and see the sky on the other side of the building. It's an absolute disaster. So I've asked him to look into what we can do to have that building considered as a nuisance and condemn it so that it can be torn down, and with the intent of putting it on their property tax. They continue to ignore what we have attempted to do, and so I've got him looking at that. He has suggested to me, as far as trash and cleanup issues, a section to look at in the Ohio Basic Code that may allow us to go in and clean it up and put it back on our property taxes as well. But that's an unknown just yet. But since we adopted the Ohio Basic Code, he seems to think that there may be provisions in there that will allow us to do that and put it on property taxes. But you know, we've talked about the house, we've talked about the garage. The garage is definitely ready to come in. I mean, it's a mess, and we can't get the property owners to do anything, so I've got him researching what we need to do from a legal standpoint to proceed with having it declared unfit, and so we can go in and have it torn down. If they're not going to take the action, then we have an obligation to the other citizens in that area. The complaints of rats and everything else, so the health department has tried to get in there unsuccessfully, so I hate to have to go this route, but that's where we're going in that respect. Village administrator.
I don't have a lot to report. There's a few art pieces that have been done and more to come over time, and the Johnson Street sewer project should be starting here within the next few weeks. We had the pre-construction meeting last week, and we're just waiting on concrete for the lift station. And they can't start without the lift station. That's probably where the project will start, is there, and then move out from there. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
A couple of things I'll mention in respect to the village administrator. We have been trying desperately to get somebody in here to spray for mosquitoes. They're bad. We know they're bad. 2 weeks ago, it rained, they couldn't come. Well, lo and behold, guess what happened last week? The operator got hurt on the job and is disabled. He said he was going to come tomorrow night, and we just learned before this meeting that he is still disabled and unable to come. We are going to see if we can find another licensed operator, which I don't know that there is another one, but we're going to make an effort. Thank God, I think that this week, coming weekend, the temperature at night is supposed to get down in the 30s. Maybe that'll cure the problem, maybe it won't, but we're going to continue to work in that respect. And with that said, I have looked into buying our own equipment. It requires a special license. It's a $35 fee each year for the license, but you got to pass a test. So we have to figure out how to do that. And we can buy equipment, a commercial fogger that sits in the bed of a pickup truck for around $5,000 and up from there. So my charge to Rich, Public Works, and to Heather, before December 1st, I need a solution for next year. If it's buying our own equipment and coming up with a way to do it, or if that's not an option, Heather, I need you to come up with a contract for next year that's firm. I have never had so many complaints about mosquitoes. And I'm really sorry to the people here. We have made an effort. The people who had done it for us quit doing it. Everybody else was booked and wouldn't do it. And when we found the equipment and the ability to do it, the first shot we had, it rained and they can't do it in the rain. And then the licensed operator is injured. So the truth is certainly stranger than fiction. You can't dream this stuff up, but that's where it is. So Rich, if your committee would sit down with Heather, look at that option, and come back with a recommendation. And if it doesn't look feasible for this village to be able to do that, Heather, you need to find somebody by hook or by crook to get that job done next Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Committee reports, buildings and property.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community and business development.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
One thing I'll mention under that, I talked with Jay Davis last night. Their opening was scheduled for today, but was delayed due to refrigeration issues. And they are expected to open a week from today. And they will have a grand opening. He's talking about doing it in the evening so we can get more people to do it, probably 2 or 3 weeks after they initially open. Community relations.
Nothing at this time.
Chamber will be meeting the third week of yeah. this month. I don't know. The other thing they've got on their agenda is the Halloween party, which is the 27th, 8th, 29th, the last Saturday.
Yeah.
Last Saturday of the month. Trick or treat, I think, is the 25th, and Thursday night and 27th is their Halloween party at the park. Nothing. Let's see. Moving on, finance.
Finance met tonight, and like the mayor said, finances are good, but very, very tight. And we need approval for August and September.
Motion to approve August and September cash summary, the month cash summary.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes. And that's it.
Nothing for fire dependency ordinance?
Ordinance on the 4th of October, discuss the pay ordinance, added appendix A for job descriptions for the ordinance, and that is before us this evening.
Okay. Park board.
Oh, park board, sorry. We have a meeting tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
Planning commission.
Nothing new on the Planning Commission.
Public safety.
Public safety, nothing new on it right now.
Public works.
We had our pre-hearing with Mr. Burrier down the road, down the street. He gave us his reasons for wanting to appeal, but the ordinance says, you know, the tree is his responsibility. And we did give him a an extension till the end of November to have the tree taken down, and it still has to come down. So that's all I got.
Heather, how many of those 11 trees that are identified are still out there to come down?
There's 3.
Okay.
Yep. And 2 of them, well, 3 of them now are granted extension, so within the month they should have them down.
So everybody's in compliance then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Records retention, we have nothing other than we have a meeting the 11th? Is it this week, the 11th?
This week, yes,
yeah.
Thursday at 3:30.
Nothing from rules. Got a couple of ordinances and resolutions to deal with. The first is Ordinance 2018-60. This is an ordinance establishing the 2018 pay schedule for the Village of West Lafayette and repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. This ordinance does have the emergency provisions. I would note that the sole purpose of changing this ordinance, if I correct, was to define the different jobs listed in there. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave it up to you to suspend the rules and move on, or this will just be the first reading. It's up to you.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Ford and Perker?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next is resolution 2018-61, a resolution to approve purchase order 18446 to William Albert, a then and now purchase order. This was for fixing a catch basin over on Main Street. It does have the emergency provisions.
Motion to spend the rule.
Second.
Ford and Perker?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Ford and Perker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
And finally, resolution 2018-62, a resolution to amend the 2018 permanent appropriations ordinance 2017-62, adding funds. This is to cover the IT budget for the balance of the year. With all the switching, taking it independent, taking care of problem issues that we discovered, the budget will be short by $925 to get through the balance of the year. So the resolution is here to transfer those funds. Again, resolution 2018-62, a resolution to amend the 2018 permanent appropriations ordinance 2017-62, adding funds. It does contain the emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Lusk?
Yes.
Ford and Perker?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Motion to adopt.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Ford and Perker?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, under other business, I have a couple of things here to talk about. First off, October 22nd. The police chief, myself, and Heather are scheduled to be on the talk show to talk about the police levy as well as the water issue on the ballot. Rich, you're invited to go with us if you care to do so. But that will be on October 22nd from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. The next issue, I don't want to kick a dead horse. I don't want to make any enemies, but this is an issue that I feel needs to be addressed in a different fashion. I have given tons of thought to this issue. It's controversial amongst this group, but it concerns me greatly. As I said, I've lost a lot of sleep over this issue with water between us and Shaka, and we've got a meeting coming up. And I have come to the position where I have to say, I have looked at this multiple different ways. I've heard everybody's comments, but I think, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, that it's in the best interest of this village to move forward with buying water from Coshocton. And I intend to make that position known. Everybody knows that already. Pardon me?
Everybody knows that already.
Well, I've never publicly said it. I'm saying it now. But when I look at this, and I have talked to so many people, when we look at the cost, we look at this village. Heather doesn't have the survey yet done, but the last information I had showed that the income in this village was well below a level. Our median income in this village, I think, was $43,000.
there are a lot of people in this village who live on incomes on a monthly basis that are less than most of us in this room make in 1 week. So it concerns me from that standpoint. When I look at the dollars and cents, when I look here at our cost of water per gallon, which is 0.00989 cents per gallon, which equates out to $9.89 per 1,000 gallons. Right now, based on our rate schedule that took place on October 1st, and when I look at Coshocton's rate, it's 0.006715 or $6.715 per 1,000 gallons of water. So it's cheaper in that respect. I heard a lot of comment from this room from a number of individuals, and I have to say I respect your opinions. I'm only one person with one opinion. But I haven't heard anybody come up with a technical reason why it's not feasible, and I haven't heard anybody come up with a financial reason why it's not feasible. The only thing I've heard from anybody when we talk about Coshocton's water is that we don't trust Coshocton. But I haven't had a single person, whether sitting in this council room or any place in this village, be able to finish the sentence, "We don't trust Coshocton because." And then the other thing, when I look at this, when we say we don't trust Coshocton, when it's 16, 17 degrees on a Saturday morning, we have a 6-inch water line that breaks, and there's ice everywhere, and I was out there with those guys at the ditch when that was going on. We trusted Coshocton to get out of bed on a Saturday morning when it was in the teens, we had ice, and the only way we were going to shut that water down was to have to shut it down and go to a boil alert with the nursing home and everything we had here in the village. But we called Coshocton. Coshocton got out of bed on a Saturday morning when it was ice on the ground, brought their vac truck up here. 20 minutes later, we had the leak sealed. We trust them to do that, but we don't trust them to provide water. And I want you to think about it. I don't want a debate tonight. I want you to think about that. And I want you to look at this brochure. I've tried to be fair with what I've got here. 12-inch water line would supply the village. 6.7 million gallons capacity, an increase of 5.7 million gallons, allows for growth in the village. Growth in this village is important. We just lost the bank. Does any one of you, Chris, you chair the finance committee, how much money are we losing in tax money that goes to our general fund from that bank closing? Do you have any clue? Between $2,500 and $3,000 doesn't sound like much, but it's going to limit somebody being able to do something. It's real dollars and real cents out of losing that bank. It's between $2,500 and $3,000 that we're losing in income tax money. We got to be able to grow. We lost opportunities because we didn't have the water capacity that we needed when we had those opportunities. Didn't mean we were going to get it, but we went off the drawing board immediately once we were put into that position because we couldn't make that capacity. So we got to be able to grow. If we're not growing, we're dying. The other thing I thought was very important, the proposal that was brought forth, and we also went out for funding, was to replace 13,000 feet of our substandard water lines that are 2- and 4-inch water lines and to create loops to make better fire prevention, better water pressure in the system, for the village. That was part of it. If we had to do that ourselves, that money that was coming with it, and they're saying that same pot of money in all probability is going to be available next year. If we had to fund a project to replace that 13,000 feet, if we got a 25% matching fund, where are you going to come up with money, Chris? You're the chairman. It's $800,000 when 25% of a $3.3 million project. If they say 50%, well, you're going to double that. It's $1.6 million. We haven't got it. We haven't got anything close to that. If you had to borrow the money, if you had to borrow $1.6 million, it's going to cost you about $1.3 million. $160,000 more or so a year in a payment. You haven't got it.
Right.
So it's an opportunity to improve our infrastructure as well, the opportunity to grow. It's softened water. It's arguably whether or not it's better quality water. It's not any safer, but I think the facts show that it is a better quality of water. So, and it's governed by a contract. We say we don't trust Coshocton, but we have the ability to get together a contract. We don't do it unless we have a fair and reasonable contract. But, you know, those are important. I've also listed the cons here that we've talked. I've also listed here where it's at on our webpage, where all those 38 questions are listed with the answers so people can get the facts. But when I look at this part of that brochure and projected out the dollars and cents, and if assuming that Coshocton raised their rates 3% a year, that assumption was made when we see the Coshocton rates. If they increase it 3% a year, and right now there's no planned rate increases in Coshocton, period. Whether or not that changes, it's unknown. But if they went to a 3% increase, that's what we projected here in this set of numbers here. You look at the amount of savings that people are facing. I look at my home and look at what it's saving here. For me, it's $12 a month. That's not a lot of money, but over a year, it's $120. You look at somebody on a fixed income who can barely make it, and when you look at our cost in 2018, it's what cost them in 2017, $16.79, now costs them $18.47. That's only, what, $2? Not even $2. But somebody is only getting $600-$700 a month, that's a lot of money. And I think we have to be very conscious about that. And that meeting coming up, I want to be very objective. I want the cons on the table, and if you're opposed to it, I want to hear that. If you have a valid reason not to trust Coshocton, I need to understand that, because nobody has been able to say boo to me other than we don't trust Coshocton. Give me a reason. Why don't we trust Coshocton? And be able to tell the people that. And if there's valid reasons for it, I'll jump on that bandwagon. But so far, no one has given me that. All Coshocton has done is bend over backwards to help us out. Now, I can't speak to what happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but I can speak to the last 3 years. I can't think of an incident where Coshocton hasn't been there to help us out. Mosquito spray, they volunteered their equipment for mosquito spraying if we could provide the operator at no cost to us. The only thing we had to pay for was the operator and the chemicals. So they have been there to help us out. And in this world, in the economy world, we've got to become a community and work together. That's my speech. Think about it. That's all I want you to do is think about it. I want people to think about it. I don't want to influence the vote. I'll tell you that I'm in favor of it, and I've told you the reasons. But people have to have to know all the options. I'm not going to go door to door and say, please vote for this. But I am going to make sure that as many people as I can get this brochure in at my cost, at no cost to the village or anybody else, that they understand what this means to the village. If they vote no, then I'm fine with that. The village spoke, and I will be comfortable that they knew what the exposures were and what could be potentially at risk. So that's all I've got to say about that. But think about it, please. Anybody else have any other business for tonight? Committee meetings.
Ordinance.
What? We're going to schedule meetings?
We have to talk about the
meetings.
The positive one.
The 10th?
The one that he was looking
at. You're all right, 7 o'clock? Public safety fire. That's just waiting.
I'm looking at him. 17th.
He's doing something else. Okay, how about the 17th then?
That's what he's saying.
Good, 17th.
17th?
17.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Public Works 10. When are you available?
I think it's not early.
This is more important.
When, next week?
When, whatever.
17th or 18th.
I'm trying to think. Mayor, while they're setting up their meetings, I'd like to be excused from a 22nd town thing, because my wife called in surgery at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't think I'll be back.
17th?
I'm pretty sure we'll never make it back that day.
We're at 7 o'clock. We're at 5.
You gonna do 5 o'clock on the 17th?
That's fine.
Okay, 17th at 5 o'clock.
Or you wanna do it at 6, if you gotta be here at 7?
Well, I'll put you at 6.
10:17 at 6?
Yeah.
I just killed you.
Anybody else?
For Rich.
What?
For ordinance, will you have that one you were looking over pretty much done if we schedule a meeting?
Probably.
Because the only thing we have to change is that one piece that.
All right, ordinance on the 18th for 6:30.
We need a building property, Heather.
No, because the only one.
The only one, that one over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Records retention is this Thursday at 1.
It's at 3:30.
3:30.
Yeah, it was moved to 3:30. Yeah, it was, right.
Okay, here's what I got. Ordinance, the 18th, 6?
6:30.
6:30. Public safety, the 17th, 7, fire. Public works, the 17th at 6. Records retention, the 11th at 3:30. Anybody else have anything else?
My park board is tomorrow at 5, remember?
Yeah.
I just have one thing, sorry. Rotary put 4 of the flower pots in the center of town last week, and we are doing tomorrow night after our meeting the other 4 at the other intersection, so.
They look excellent.
Yeah,
those little suckers are heavy.
The only suggestion I got is right there in front of Brothers, that trash can.
Yeah.
Move, because you can't see it. It blocks the view.
Well, we were gonna move the trash can and put the flower pot on the trash can, but then we thought, well, maybe we better not do that.
Yeah, I think we can just move it back and set it by.
See what Heather could have. We can't move it back because it'll impede the sidewalk, and we could move it down a little bit.
There's a concrete, or it's on a pad.
We'll look at it.
And there's no way you can move that flower pot now because it weighs 350 pounds.
Those flower pots are pretty cool. They only have to be watered every 3 to 5 weeks. I actually looked at that company for hanging baskets, and I thought, that's a cool idea. Every 3 to 5 weeks, well, hanging baskets will go about 10 days, which would be nice because since May, I've been watering almost every day. But I have two problems with those waterless hanging baskets. Number one, they're $169 a pop, and there are 16 of them, and they weigh 70 pounds a piece, and those poles won't pull it.
No.
That is without the flowers and the water, they weigh 69 pounds.
The water, you'll notice that there's a line like towards the bottom coming up. That's where the water is spilled at in the bottom, and then there's what they call a wick. The bottom is hollow, and then it fills, there's carpet taped in there, and it pulls it up, and that's what feeds it, so. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, the only other thing I've got, is there any interest from this body of having the Ohio EPA and RCAP present for your public meeting on the 30th?
Absolutely not.
Are we showing bias if we're not?
This meeting was scheduled so that we could give our opinions of this issue, not RCAP's issue or the Ohio EPA or Coshocton. This is supposed to be so that we can get our voice out.
Okay, I'm just asking.
So, I understand it's so that we can put our voice out too. In my experience, the more voices you get involved,
but they've already had theirs out.
Well, they haven't spoken in a public meeting. We didn't permit them last time. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
you bring them in, you put everything on the table.
There certainly be
this, this information has been out there since day one.
It has.
It has. This second meeting, he didn't even want to have a second meeting.
Okay.
Well, my only reason is, Rich, I wanted to do something. We either did it by a telephone call, because I truly believe that there's only going to be the same 30 to 50 people there, and we're not going to bring other people.
Well, then what does it matter whether you have them there?
Well, I'm just saying, it's an option.
Because I just explained it to you.
What we've heard from is they want to know what these six people want to know.
That's great.
They don't want to know what the EPA had to say. They don't want to know what Coshocton had to say. They want to know what these six people want to say about it.
That's the only reason I called for a second meeting.
Well, like 2-4 weeks ago, somewhere in there, we sat around the table. You want to go around the table and put the opinions out of the people around the room. What was the point of that if that's all you're going to do at this public meeting? What was the point of going around the room here saying, how do you feel?
Because how many people actually heard that?
That's all you guys want to have a public meeting for then. You don't want to present any facts. You want to say, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. The end. End the meeting. Walk away.
We can
if that's
go
what
right
you want to do, go door to door. There's no sense in wasting anybody's time to walk into a meeting.
You don't have to be there to waste your time.
I'm just saying that there's no sense in wasting the time to have the six members of this table walk in
because
and say, I don't like it.
As many people
out.
Heard what we had to say as they would if we put it on the phone. Nobody's going to listen.
Now
you're
going to
get more people
happening
at a meeting than you're going to get on a Facebook Live or on a telephone call.
Okay.
Because how many... We've got elderly people. Does your mother do Facebook Live?
She doesn't.
Ron, did you
do
Facebook Live?
Why are we opposed to bringing more opinions in?
Because they don't want it. They want to hear what we have to say.
Because, okay. Then it'll be just like my public works meeting when this thing first started, which was hijacked. I thought, and I was told, that we were going to be meeting with their engineers only. And then we end up with the mayor of Coshocton and Dave McVeigh and Max Crown and all these other people here.
Well, I didn't know those other people were coming either, but they are public meetings.
Yeah, they're public meetings, but that meeting was totally taken over. Totally. And that's what I'm afraid will happen again.
We control the meeting. If it gets out of control, use what's there. Parliamentary procedure,
then,
call
and,
a point of
okay,
order, pull
then,
it back into order.
And then we end up, just like we're doing right here, a big argument.
It started as a discussion. My problem is I see no open-mindedness around the table. It's no, we don't want any other.
Well, here,
we
you
want to say no.
We're talking about needing income. Now we're going to take a source of income and give it to somebody.
That income is only available in that department.
Okay, so you pay part of her bill, you pay part of her salary, you pay part of everybody's salary out of that. You want to bank on ifs and buts, like Coshocton did and what's got them in this situation, why they're begging us? Or do you see what I'm saying? You can't count on something coming in here.
No, but you can work toward
it. I understand that. I understand where you're coming from, but you can't say, oh, they're coming because we've got this water. So you're going to take a source of income that pays part of everybody's salary, and you're going to give it to somebody. There's my objection.
That's a trade-off.
To what? To something that you don't know? You know you have this. You don't know that you've got that.
Well, we had options in 2017, and we couldn't do it because we couldn't ramp up fast enough when the question was asked. How do you answer that?
But you got to have that site ready. You don't have it site ready. That's why it went to Aetna.
That's not what I'm talking about. It's 2 in 2017. That was 18, Bo.
Do you want to hopes and prayers?
It's not. I'll put it straight out there. I'm still undecided.
I'm not even talking.
I haven't made my decision on any of this. But what it comes down to is if we're going to hold a public meeting, I don't think it's fair to walk in with a biased mindset that we don't want it and not present any additional facts. You bring the opinions out.
And that's, they don't want, they, nobody's asked me what Koshocton thinks, what the EPA think. They want to know what
I don't care
we
what Koshocton
thinks. Then why do you want them there?
We didn't, I didn't say Koshocton.
Okay, what about the EPA?
EPA. What's wrong with having a subject matter expert give an opinion?
Because I'm going to tell you, from sitting here with RCAP, that was biased.
Invite the EPA. Leave RCAP out.
We had RCAP in here 3 years ago, 2 years ago. What was it?
Two or three. You don't want my
And they went through our rates and our on our finances and said, no, you don't need a rate increase. You know, you're fine. You'll be fine for the next 3 or 4 years.
I'm fine leaving RCAP out. I'm not impressed with RCAP.
And I have to defend RCAP for one reason. One reason only. When they came 3 years ago, they sent an operator to evaluate. When they came back and we adopted their recommendations, they brought financial people back and engineering people back, not operators. Totally different environment. They came, they looked, we adopted their recommendations. They were professionals, so there is a difference. You can't compare those two apples.
You can, because he was supposed to go back to the office and work with the financial people to come up with these numbers.
Well, apparently that didn't happen.
Well, that's what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, I was supposed to do and did do two different things.
I don't care to hear from our time. They wasted their opportunity 3 years ago. But to bring the EPA in and let them give their thoughts out, I don't see what it hurts.
What are they going to tell us?
They can give an opinion.
I'm just saying, what's it hurt?
And what are they pushing for? Regionalization.
Are we afraid of something?
No, I'm just saying. Everybody that I've talked to wants our opinion.
I've talked to people too, and they have a different opinion. So, you know, we can't speak as a body for the entire village. That's why I put it on today. It's an option. You don't have to make a decision today, but I think we have to be open-minded. You may have a personal opinion.
I'm just telling you, I just don't wrap my mind around giving something away and with no guarantees of it coming.
There's never any guarantees.
Exactly.
That's why you work. There's no guarantees anything. You have no guarantee that you're going to be alive tomorrow.
I understand that, but I can...
We could have made this decision as a council person or council. We decided to have it put on the ballot, correct?
Correct.
All right. Even at that, regardless of what contract comes up, can that contract be broke after we're all out of office and they're all out of office? Can it be broke and whatever happens after that happens? That's the kind of stuff I'm looking at down the road. Well, it might be fine right now, but what happens 5 years down the road, everybody else changes their positions everywhere.
Well, if you've got a well-written contract, it should be enforceable 30 years from now. If it's well-written, that's what our solicitor's for. That's the least of my concerns.
I think if you have the right attorney, you can break any contract. Myself.
But those are everybody's opinions.
I'm just looking. I mean, I'm not against it, and I'm not really for it. I'm trying to listen and try to figure out what I think would be best. I know it would be best for the fire department. I really do know that. But in turn, I just don't represent the fire department. I represent the people of the village. So what I'm looking at is, even if they would decide to go with Koshocton, I'm still a little bit worried, because contracts can be broke. And these people down there now that you're working with about this water thing won't be there then. You get a bunch of people in there that wants a high dollar for everything, and there we go. We're stuck. We can't do nothing about it. And it could happen. I don't know. But I'm still, one way or the other, still concerned about the place that Tim works for, about the license that they get down there, too.
Class 1 license.
Pardon? Yeah.
That class 1 license.
Yeah. I'm still worried about that.
No. Just to hold back on water real quick. To go off of what Ronnie just said, we could have made that decision. We didn't. We put it out to the people. I just feel we owe it to them, not only to give our opinions, but to bring in any source we can to give them as much information as we can. Let the EPA come in and give an opinion on it. And let the people go cast their vote. Whether I'm against it or not, if the people come back and say yes, guess what? I'm going to sit at this table and say yes. If people come back and say no, I'm going to sit at this table and say no. But I still think we owe it to them to give them as much as we can. Bringing in another source to give an opinion or, you know, put the information out there, I don't see where the harm is. I don't see the harm.
But it's already been out there. That information has already been out there from day one.
We're talking a meeting a week and a half prior to the vote.
Yeah.
Why not give them the information?
The EPA has never had an opinion up here. Our Public Works has never had an opinion. We've not asked any outside agencies for opinion. RCAP voiced an opinion here.
You have mentioned that the EPA is pushing it on numerous occasions.
I have mentioned it there and never came and give. You're taking my word for an agency that I have nothing to do with. But they have indicated to me very strongly that they are very much in favor of regionalized water supplies. Let the people ask them questions why they're in favor of it. What's wrong with giving them the option? If they don't do it, it doesn't cost us anything, but it gives a more informed electorate. That's the only reason I bring it forward. If you choose not to, that's fine. That's your business.
I say again.
It doesn't look like we can make a decision on that tonight. There's another meeting. It's an option that's out there. Think about it. Bill's been around?
Yes, sir.
Let's take a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes. Motion to adjourn.
I won't be here the next meeting, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a wife getting surgery done, and I'll be in Columbus and probably won't be back for a couple days. And so
okay.
I'd like to be excused for the next council meeting.
Well, I've got it written down. So
yeah, you didn't tell me, excuse me. You just wrote it down.
They can't do that until next week, so for the next council meeting.
Okay. So
but
for the,
it's down to be addressed.
So for the motion to adjourn the meeting,
yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
What time is her surgery, Ron?
It's supposed to be around 1 o'clock. But you've got to be over at 9:30 in the morning.